Welcome back to the podcast about nothing. This is Angie. I'm glad you joined me today. I am going to be talking about health, on being healthy. Health, as defined by the World Health Organization, is, quote unquote, a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being, and not merely the absence of disease or infirmity. That's a definition I can probably support, because you can be a healthy person and have minimal infirmities that you're living with. I must say, when I was younger, I took health for granted. What I mean is, I never really thought about it, and most young people do. You just don't think about your health in general. I always felt good, I looked good, my clothes looked well, fell well on me, and I didn't suffer from any major illnesses, so I was healthy. Although I have been an athlete all my life, I never thought about health in the same way that I do now as an adult. Not only is that important to do, it's essential to think about your health. Things have changed dramatically since I was a young girl, such as the food supply, you know, for example, the toxicities, the microorganisms, the high fructose corn syrup, and all the other stuff that is killing us has gotten worse. When you're considering your health, you must also consider the health of your family and your genetics, your race slash culture, and biological makeup. My mom, for example, is a diabetic, which could mean her offspring may be susceptible to this disease. If we're not cautious of our eating habits and lifestyle habits, you know, we're all susceptible. I'd like to interject and say that I'm not offering any opinions on your personal health, nor am I attempting to diagnose you or decide what is best for you. I'm providing general basic information that I have acquired due to my nursing background and medical education. What works for me may not work for you. So just know your history and the history of your family and do what works for you and your own anatomy. Okay, so on to diet. My weakness. Cake. I love cake. Almost any kind of cake. And the more icing, the better the cake. I also like kid candy, is what my husband calls it. Like gummy bears, licorice, that kind of stuff, right? I'm not a fan of grown-up candy like Snickers and Hershey bars. I leave those to my husband. He can throw back Snickers all day long, but I'd rather have me a bag of gummy bears. So, okay, I eat gummy bears and I eat cake. But what I mostly eat is salad with oil and vinegar dressing and maybe sometimes Caesar dressing. I drink apple cider vinegar every day, and I love it. And the effects internally are really amazing. Apple cider vinegar is like as old as, I guess, Hippocrates, or, you know, it's old. What's in it? It's mostly like apple juice, but adding yeast turns the fruit sugar into alcohol, obviously, and we know that process is called fermentation. The bacteria turn the alcohol into acetic acid, and that's what gives vinegar and pickles their sour taste and strong smell. And vinegar is used in cooking and baking and salad dressings. I use it in salad dressings as well, and also as a preservative. There's a lot of acid in it, so drinking it straight isn't really recommended, and it can cause serious problems if you have a lot of it. And that's really true. I can attest to that, because I drank it. You know, I do drink it every day, but I dilute it more than I used to. And when I didn't dilute it as much, my throat would burn, you know. Most people like recommend adding like water or tea, and I do put it in my tea. My husband can't drink it even when it's diluted. It caused severe dehydration in him, and it dried out his skin and his mouth. His lips appeared to be like burned at one point, but they've since healed back to their normal state. But nonetheless, it was because of the vinegar. That stuff is really, really potent and really strong. So do be careful with this, because it's strong when it's not diluted. And like I said, I drink it with my tea. I'll have ginger tea and pour a little into the cup. You know, and some women even use it like under their armpits. They put it under their pits, and that it decreases the odor, and it keeps us, you know, fresher for a longer period of time. So, you know, but make sure you dilute it. I really love this product. It just works overall as an anti-inflammatory, antioxidant. It's just really, really, really good. It has been used since, you know, like I said, the days of Hippocrates. You know, Hippocrates, the Greek doctor. Some people even say that it's helping you lose weight, but I know that it does definitely your overall health. It does improve your overall health, that's for sure. And I'm basing that on personal experience. Okay, so moving on in terms of diet. I don't do breakfast. It's not in its truest sense. Like, I don't sit down and have waffles and eggs and bacon. By the way, I don't eat pork. But I do have, like, maybe a fruit cup, some cube cheese chunks, and of course my tea. I don't always eat lunch, but I'll have a protein drink, and you know, that's satisfactory for me because I'm not like a huge eater. I do have to be careful because, like I said, I think it was episode 3, I think I said that I suffered from anorexia nervosa in the past, which I did, and I can easily not eat for days and weeks at a time. Easily. So I really, really have to be careful about my food consumption, and I have to be conscious of eating and, more importantly, nutrition. My weight and height are in proportion. I'm long and lean is what I call myself. So we can't talk about health and not talk about fitness. It's funny, and I literally mean funny, because when my husband and I go to the gym and we see men and women who've been coming to the gym, you know, for years upon years, and they look exactly the same. It's amazing. And I say, how can that be? Well, sure, they exercise every day, but afterwards it looks like they go straight to like fast food establishments and have a milkshake or some french fries, and that is not okay. You know, we're power lifters and we're very conscious of what we need to eat and how we replenish, and we also take a lot of supplements. So don't work out and then not replenish. If all you do is have a protein drink, but you must replace the fluid loss and electrolytes that you've lost during your workout, otherwise your body will compensate and you'll look the same year after year after year. So yes, fitness is important, very, very important to your health. When I was young, I was like the consummate athlete. I ran track, I was on the basketball team, I was a swimmer. I ice skated, I roller skated, I played tennis, I competed in gymnastics, was a dancer, and of course I can't leave out that I was a cheerleader, but today, not so much. Obviously, I can't do all of that stuff now. I mean, maybe I could, I don't know, but I'm just saying, I don't, and I'm on the other side of 50, I run a corporation, I like to travel, so my fitness is limited to like hiking, of course the weight training that I mentioned before, cardio workouts, we walk, we bike ride, and that's about it, and you know, that's enough being on the other side of 50, I don't want to overdo it, it's more than enough to maintain my ideal state of health. Healthiness for me is also a mental construct. So often at the gym, men will go up to my husband raving about how much weight his wife is lifting. But quite honestly, seriously, I do lift a lot of weight, and I'm like totally really strong, stronger than I would say most of the men that work out at the gym that we're at, and that is a fact. But quite honestly, and my husband will corroborate this, that's embarrassing to me. It's embarrassing when people are looking at me like, whoa, baby, that's a lot of weight. You know, that's embarrassing. I'm just there to focus, you know, get my workout on and do my thing and maintain my physical and mental strength. That's all. I'm not there to be looked at and gawked at. And, you know, I feel like a spectacle when guys do that. But anyway, health, again, it's not being skinny, although there's some very healthy, skinny people. What's important is that you have balance and that your weight and your height are in proportion and that you're eating right and exercising. Sure, I really did suffer from anorexia nervosa, but that was due to trauma, as you well know, because I know you listened to my podcast episode 3, right? Nonetheless, I've always told our daughter, if you are not comfortable with excess weight or being quote unquote fat, height and weight considered. Fat, I think obesity is what, 100 pounds over your ideal weight. But if you're not comfortable being overweight, then maintain your weight and your health. Being overweight for women, maybe men, I don't know, I'm not a man, But being overweight for women can cause insecurities. It can cause some serious self-esteem problems, which is why I've always warned her to take her health and weight seriously. She's in great shape, and that's not a problem at all. I don't think it will ever be a problem for her. I mean, she's a professional dancer, for Pete's sake. So, I mean, you know, okay, what else can you ask for? So, in conclusion, I do say that manage your life. Don't mismanage your life. And managing your life means all the things that you do on a daily basis, all the things that you do in your life, from your jobs to taking care of your pets, taking care of your husbands, your wife, your boyfriends, your friends, your parents, all of that stuff. Manage your life. And don't forget to manage your health and exercise as well. Don't mismanage it, because if you don't include your health, which includes diet and fitness, you're mismanaging your life. That's important to do as well. You need to incorporate that into your daily life. If you're a stress eater, try and get through the pain another way. Try walking, really. Try walking. If you gotta cry during your walk, try yoga, meeting people, going out, meeting new people, hanging out with your friends. Try something else to get through that stress. And you can move through the pain and ultimately move forward once you do that. Just get on with your life once you get through that pain. But try to eliminate the stress eating. Don't be too hard on yourself. Stop self-criticizing, because all of that affects our diets. You know, we end up constipated or with diarrhea. And, you know, and also the way our body responds to things as well. I mean, if we're stress eating, if we're stressed, if we're not venting and releasing it, then your body responds to that, and it can cause constipation. Trust me, it really can, and that is not a good thing. Criticism also erodes away positive feelings, and we want to try and always remain positive. Try to remain positive. It's just a quest that we should be on all the time, no matter what we're going through. Stay positive, eat right, exercise. Yes, I feel that I'm in the position to suggest, because I've already crossed that Rubicon. I've already committed to a certain course of action, which I feel is irrevocable. Health and fitness are very, very important to me. So, my good people, stay strong, eat right, stay healthy. Do not forget to exercise. Keep moving, baby, keep moving. Angie here, signing off. We'll chat with you soon. Thank you so much for listening, and see you next time. Bye-bye. Welcome back to the podcast about nothing. This is Angie. I'm glad you joined me today. I am going to be talking about health, on being healthy. Health, as defined by the World Health Organization, is, quote unquote, a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being, and not merely the absence of disease or infirmity. That's a definition I can probably support, because you can be a healthy person and have minimal infirmities that you're living with. I must say, when I was younger, I took health for granted. What I mean is, I never really thought about it, and most young people do. You just don't think about your health in general. I always felt good, I looked good, my clothes looked well, fell well on me, and I didn't suffer from any major illnesses, so I was healthy. Although I have been an athlete all my life, I never thought about health in the same way that I do now as an adult. Not only is that important to do, it's essential to think about your health. Things have changed dramatically since I was a young girl, such as the food supply, you know, for example, the toxicities, the microorganisms, the high fructose corn syrup, and all the other stuff that is killing us has gotten worse. When you're considering your health, you must also consider the health of your family and your genetics, your race / culture, and biological makeup. My mom, for example, is a diabetic, which could mean her offspring may be susceptible to this disease. If we're not cautious of our eating habits and lifestyle habits, you know, we're all susceptible. I'd like to interject and say that I'm not offering any opinions on your personal health, nor am I attempting to diagnose you or decide what is best for you. I'm providing general basic information that I have acquired due to my nursing background and medical education. What works for me may not work for you. So just know your history and the history of your family and do what works for you and your own anatomy. Okay, so on to diet. My weakness. Cake. I love cake. Almost any kind of cake. And the more icing, the better the cake. I also like kid candy, is what my husband calls it, like gummy bears, licorice, that kind of stuff, right? I'm not a fan of grown-up candy like Snickers and Hershey bars. I leave those to my husband. He can throw back Snickers all day long, but I'd rather have me a bag of gummy bears. So, okay, I eat gummy bears and I eat cake. But what I mostly eat is salad with oil and vinegar dressing and maybe sometimes Caesar dressing. I drink apple cider vinegar every day, and I love it. And the effects internally are really amazing. Apple cider vinegar is like as old as, I guess, Hippocrates, it's old. What's in it? It's mostly like apple juice, but adding yeast turns the fruit sugar into alcohol, obviously, and we know that process is called fermentation. The bacteria turn the alcohol into acetic acid, and that's what gives vinegar and pickles their sour taste and strong smell. And vinegar is used in cooking and baking and salad dressings. I use it in salad dressings as well, and also as a preservative. There's a lot of acid in it, so drinking it straight isn't really recommended, and it can cause serious problems if you have a lot of it. And that's really true. I can attest to that because I drank it. I do drink it every day, but I dilute it more than I used to. And when I didn't dilute it as much, my throat would burn, most people like recommend adding like water or tea, and I do put it in my tea. My husband can't drink it even when it's diluted. It caused severe dehydration in him, and it dried out his skin and his mouth. His lips appeared to be like burned at one point, but they've since healed back to their normal state. But nonetheless, it was because of the vinegar. That stuff is really, really potent and really strong. So do be careful with this because it's strong when it's not diluted. And like I said, I drink it with my tea. I'll have ginger tea and pour a little into the cup. And some women even use it like under their armpits. They put it under their pits and that it decreases the odor and it keeps us, fresher for a longer period of time. but make sure you dilute it. I really love this product. It just works overall as an anti-inflammatory, antioxidant. It's just really, really, really good. It has been used since, like I said, the days of Hippocrates. Hippocrates, the Greek doctor. Some people even say that this helps you lose weight, but I know that it does definitely your overall health. It does improve your overall health, that's for sure. And I'm basing that on personal experience. Okay, so moving on in terms of diet. I don't do breakfast. It's not in its truest sense. Like, I don't sit down and have waffles and eggs and bacon. By the way, I don't eat pork. But I do have like maybe a fruit cup, some cube cheese chunks, and of course my tea. I don't always eat lunch, but I'll have a protein drink, and that's satisfactory for me because I'm not like a huge eater. I do have to be careful because, like I said, I think it was episode 3. I think I said that I suffered from anorexia nervosa in the past, which I did, and I can easily not eat for days and weeks at a time. Easily. So I really, really have to be careful about my food consumption, and I have to be conscious of eating and, more importantly, nutrition. My weight and height are in proportion. I'm long and lean is what I call myself. So we can't talk about health and not talk about fitness. It's funny, and I literally mean funny, because when my husband and I go to the gym and we see men and women who've been coming to the gym for years upon years, and they look exactly the same. It's amazing. And I say, how can that be? Well, sure, they exercise every day, but afterwards it looks like they go straight to like fast food establishments and have a milkshake or some french fries, and that is not okay. you know, we're power lifters and we're very conscious of what we need to eat and how we replenish. And we also take a lot of supplements. So don't work out and then not replenish. If all you do is have a protein drink, but you must replace the fluid loss and electrolytes that you've lost during your workout, otherwise your body will compensate and you'll look the same year after year after year. So yes, fitness is important, very, very important to your health. When I was young, I was like the consummate athlete. I ran track, I was on the basketball team, I was a swimmer. I ice skated, I roller skated, I played tennis, I competed in gymnastics, was a dancer, and of course I can't leave out that I was a cheerleader, but today, not so much. Obviously, I can't do all of that stuff now. I mean, maybe I could, I don't know, but I'm just saying I don't, and I'm on the other side of 50, I run a corporation, I like to travel, so my fitness is limited to like hiking, of course the weight training that I mentioned before, cardio workouts, we walk, we bike ride, and that's about it, and you know, that's enough being on the other side of 50, I don't want to overdo it, it's more than enough to maintain my ideal state of health. Healthiness for me is also a mental construct. So often at the gym, men will go up to my husband raving about how much weight his wife is lifting. But quite honestly, seriously, I do lift a lot of weight and I'm like totally really strong, stronger than I would say most of the men that work out at the gym that we're at, and that is a fact. But quite honestly, and my husband will corroborate this, that's embarrassing to me. It's embarrassing when people are looking at me like, whoa, baby, that's a lot of weight. You know, that's embarrassing. I'm just there to focus, you know, get my workout on and do my thing and maintain my physical and mental strength. That's all. I'm not there to be looked at and gawked at. And, you know, I feel like a spectacle when guys do that. But anyway, health, again, it's not being skinny, although there's some very healthy, skinny people. What's important is that you have balance and that your weight and your height are in proportion and that you're eating right and exercising. Sure, I really did suffer from anorexia nervosa, but that was due to trauma, as you well know, because I know you listened to my podcast episode 3, right? Nonetheless, I've always told our daughter, if you are not comfortable with excess weight or being quote unquote fat, height and weight considered. Fat, I think obesity is what, 100 pounds over your ideal weight. But if you're not comfortable being overweight, then maintain your weight and your health. Being overweight for women, maybe men, I don't know, I'm not a man, but being overweight for women can cause insecurities. It can cause some serious self-esteem problems, which is why I've always warned her to take her health and weight seriously. She's in great shape and that's not a problem at all. I don't think it will ever be a problem for her. I mean, she's a professional dancer for Pete's sake. So, I mean, you know, okay, what else can you ask for? So in conclusion, I do say that manage your life. Don't mismanage your life. And managing your life means all the things that you do on a daily basis, all the things that you do in your life, from your jobs to taking care of your pets, taking care of your husbands, your wife, your boyfriends, your friends, your parents, all of that stuff. Manage your life and don't forget to manage your health and exercise as well. Don't mismanage it, because if you don't include your health, which includes diet and fitness, you're mismanaging your life. That's important to do as well. You need to incorporate that into your daily life. If you're a stress eater, try and get through the pain another way. Try walking, really. Try walking. If you gotta cry during your walk, try yoga, meeting people, going out, meeting new people, hanging out with your friends. Try something else to get through that stress. And you can move through the pain and ultimately move forward once you do that. Just get on with your life once you get through that pain. But try to eliminate the stress eating. Don't be too hard on yourself. Stop self-criticizing, because all of that affects our diets. You know, we end up constipated or with diarrhea. And, you know, and also the way our body responds to things as well. I mean, if we're stress eating, if we're stressed, if we're not venting and releasing it, then your body responds to that. And it can cause constipation. Trust me, it really can. And that is not a good thing. Criticism also erodes away positive feelings. And we want to try and always remain positive. Try to remain positive. It's just a quest that we should be on all the time. No matter what we're going through, stay positive, eat right, exercise. Yes, I feel that I'm in the position to suggest, because I've already crossed that Rubicon. I've already committed to a certain course of action, which I feel is irrevocable. Health and fitness are very, very important to me. So, my good people, stay strong, eat right, stay healthy. Do not forget to exercise. Keep moving, baby. Keep moving. Angie here, signing off. We'll chat with you soon. Thank you so much for listening, and see you next time. Bye-bye.